Ninhegynian, Oxota, a short Russian novel. Chapter 36. At the next stop, the door fell off. I was to remember, but not to mind. But as not mine, whose? A paradise possessionless? A sky of particles transpires, disassembled, with the vagueness of humility, but its disinterest bobbing and pressing to the metallic foretaste of Leningrad's mineral water. Proportions, memories, infinities, trolleys, all the forms of weariness that guide us, Dima said, through the otherness of tangibility, through holes. There's no unconscious space in the mind, Victor said. I relaxed, was at peace. Life sufficed. It was an inactive comedy in its yellow Leningrad day, its mineral lifting. Chapter 43. He saw something. He felt something he loved. He saw pink snow. He smelled the enemy. The decision had been made, unkempt, indifferent crows in a winter mimic. Thus our comments fall into different semantics. By turns, they are philosophical, anecdotal, and intimate. Our experiences achieve pathos when they force us to acknowledge that the significances and meanings of things, things we've known it would seem forever, and certainly since early childhood, have changed, or rather, when we are forced to absorb the memory of being utterly unable to catch or trace or name the moment of transition, when one meaning changed to another, the moment of interruption in the course of our knowing such things. It was a kind of bed in the yellowish blood of Gavronsky. And now the sun is so bright on the street that it seems to shatter everything. The shops in the neighbourhood are in splinters. Fragments of cars fly by. Arms and legs flail along the sidewalk. Shards of coloured stucco catapult past my face. Blue rags flutter in my peripheral vision. My myopia has increased, and the wind blows my hair in my eyes. Poetry is violent. The meanings of the words annihilate each other, Arkady said. In this sense, all the acts of the Marquis de Sade imitate writing, but women are not afraid. When we've lured a man, when we see him in the distance, we'll scatter, my dears. We'll bomb him with cherries.